me too.
Yeah, I went to the movies last night, up kind of late. But I got a nappy, so I was like, yeah, I went to see that new Staying Alive movie. Yeah, the loop-de-loop wanted to see John Travolta. You kind of enjoyed it, wasn't bad. I'll tell you what the best part of it was, though. The best part of that whole movie was the coming attractions for the new Clint Eastwood movie. Oh, God, have you seen those coming attractions? It's really short. It just shows this plate glass window erupting into a geyser of flying glass. And there, standing in the midst of it all, with a smoking .44 mag in his hand, is Clint Eastwood, who glowers down the barrel of the gun and says threateningly, "Come on, punk, make my day." Oh, God, I was grabbing for the hydraulics when I saw that! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a well, some of the friends you know in the neighborhood invite you to a party. It's a dinner party, so you show up. You're working plain clothes these days, so you show up in your official lawman dark suit with that big .44 Magnum in a shoulder holster under your left armpit. You show up alone. You don't bring a date. First of all, because Gaggin' Annie ain't got nothing nice to wear. And second of all, you want to work the dames at the party. So you get there, and everybody's already mixing and mingling. They say, it's kind of warm. You want to take off your suit jacket? So you take off that jacket, and everybody says, when they see that big Magnum hanging there under your armpit, the eyes of every woman in the party immediately are fastened on you as you stand there tall, proud, bold, with that big Magnum under your arm. Yeah, their husbands all work different jobs, accounting, lawyers, doctors, dentists. They may make triple what you do in money, but you got triple the testosterone in manhood. You sit down at the dinner table, and everybody's eating, but every now and then they glance up and take those furtive glances at that big .44 Magnum. Finally, one of the women gets up the courage and says, could we see your gun, please? So sure enough, you take that big baby out of the holster and you drop 6 rounds in your hand and you start letting them pass that gun around. Let them feel the cold steel, the oil that covers the barrel. One of them goes, those bullets smell funny. Why is that? You say, because I got them dipped in dog dew. I figure the concussion don't kill them, the infection will. They all start laughing. Oh, that's horrible. When just then, armed intruders break in through the balcony. You kick the table over. Pot roast goes flying everywhere. Wine, casseroles, blah, 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 blah. You cut them down before they can even get into the place. They're lying there, blood gushing all over the place. The hostess says, can I do anything? You say, yeah, 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 I need you to get me something. She says, what, towels and some hot water? You say, no, could you get me another helping of roast beef, please? She said, but aren't you getting that? Don't worry about those guys, lady. They're dead. We're just going to box them.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral, or all of the above. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.